Hi, thank you so much for holding. My name is Shani. I'm the supervisor that will be assisting your account. May I have your first and last name, please?
Yes, hi, Shani. My name is Rosalind Otero, O-T-E-R-O.
Okay, give me just a second to get that account pulled up here. Okay, let me make sure that I have the correct account. Could you confirm your address, please?
354 Charles Street in Banning, California, 92220.
Okay, thank you. Give me just a moment to look over the account and see what's going on.
Okay, because I never opened an account with you, for one thing, so that's where we're at.
Okay, and I do have this account. It's for our Bites Hub meal plan application that you can download for your mobile device. The way that this offer was presented, it looks like a contest entry was completed to win a Dyson vacuum cleaner to where you would pay just the shipping. And with the terms and conditions with that offer, it does enroll you into Bites Hub, which, again, is a meal plan app that you download. It has different recipe guides and meal plans that you can follow in there.
Right. But I never opened that. I never did any of that. I don't even hardly ever do online for whatever anyway. So somebody's done that. We just got back from vacation and went to my bank, and I've got all these different miscellaneous crap that people have been, you know, getting my PIN number, and so I've got over $800 worth of charges that I'm going through.
Okay, so have you spoken with your bank about the charge? We did charge the account $59.89, and that was done back on June 28th.
That's right, and that was one of them that they, yes, went into the bank, and they gave me your number, and the amount $59.89, which I did not do, and I know nothing about.
Okay. Have you disputed that charge with your bank, or they just advised you with the customer service number to contact the merchant?
They just gave me the customer service to start with before I start canceling my card, because obviously I want to keep my card open because I want these charges credited back to me.
Okay. Understood. Do you think anybody else in the household could have been using your information to complete the sweepstakes offer?
Nope. Nobody has my PIN.
Okay. Well, we can definitely go ahead and proceed with the charges as being fraudulent. Is your email address rosalinddiane0123@gmail.com?
That is it.
Because an email should have been sent when the service was offered back on June 28th. Do you remember receiving an email from us?
No. And what is your who would that have came from?
It would have come from Bites Hub.
Yeah, Bite.
Mm-hmm.
As in B-I-T?
Correct.
Yeah, Bite Harbor. No, I don't recall that at all.
Okay. Well, what I can't go ahead and do, I need to advise you that all cases of fraud are forwarded for pending investigation, and that false claims or fraudulent charges, they can result in penalties such as fines. As long as we are in agreement that you or no one else in the household completed the sweepstakes offer to be enrolled into Bites Hub, we can definitely go ahead and proceed with a fraudulent claim for you per your consent.
Okay. And how does that proceed?
Well, what I'll do is I'll send your information over to your local authorities. I do have the IP address of where the order originated, so therefore they'll definitely track that down and prosecute whomever did that using your information.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Pending that investigation, what I will go ahead and do is issue a courtesy refund of that $59.89. It does take about 3 to 5 business days to receive the refund.
Okay. So is this like a – I'm just really totally confused and bewildered because I'm just, as I said, don't know anything about this. So I'm just going through all these different numbers, and I appreciate your help. Yeah, please go ahead and open that I wanted to leave my card open right now because obviously I want money to be credited back to me. I made all my checks bounce and everything. I'm in a mess, so – you say that you can proceed with getting a refund for the $59.89?
Yes, ma'am, and I did take care of that for you. You should see that refund. It takes about 3 to 5 business days.
Thank you so much. And what about now? Are you canceling everything in my name on your end?
Yes, ma'am. The account has been fully canceled, so you don't have to worry about any further billing.
Wonderful. And what was your name?
My name is Shani, and it's spelled S-H-A-N-E-Y.
Thank you, Shani. So I can crush X you off as being taken care of right now then?
Correct.
All right, my dear. So then I'll look for that refund. And again, I don't know what happened. I don't want to do apologies because I don't feel like it was my fault. So I just hopefully your end, you'll get some kind of closure for that. But in the meantime, at least I'm getting one refund. I'm on to my next one right now.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling customer service. I hope you enjoy your afternoon.
Thank you, Shani. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.